I'm happy to be back here again. And I count it a great privilege to be here again. It is always good to be with the children of God. And Bible says we are kings and queens. Bible says we are kings and queens. So I'm privileged to stand before kings and queens. Because Bible says so. And today we are going to talk about Lazarus.
Heute werden wir uns über Lazarus unterhalten.
And everybody knows Lazarus.
Und jeder von uns kennt Lazarus.
So it will make the preaching to be easy.
So das wird es ganz einfach für mich machen, hier zu
predigen. So I want us to pray, stand up. I want us to stand up once
ja, ich
and again.
Ganz gern, dass wir alle einmal aufstehen und zusammen beten.
We do some sports, yeah.
Wir machen jetzt etwas Sport.
So, in short, I just want you to thank God for making it possible to be here 1st September.
Ja, es ist gut und schön, dass ihr hier am 1. September sein darf.
So let's just thank God. Say, Jesus, I thank you that I'm here.
Sagt jetzt alle mal zusammen, Jesus, danke, dass ich hier sein darf.
Praise the Lord. So I want to pray for us to start. Father Lord, we are grateful to be here. Thank you for the life of everyone here. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the name of Jesus. Thank you that you are with us. It is a time for us to look into your word. And we ask, O God, let our hearts be open. And let your word enter into everyone's heart. Lord, you said that wherever your word is, there is power. So as your word enters into the lives of everyone, let the power in your work in the life of everyone. Lord, we pray that you work in our
lives.
That those who are physically sick, they will be healed. Lord, I pray that you pour down your blessings upon us. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Let's pray, sit down. Once again, we want to look into God's word.
Einmal mehr wollen wir jetzt in Gottes Wort schauen, in die Bibel.
And being here for the second time means you like my preaching last time.
Dafür, dass ich das zweite Mal hier sein darf, das wird wohl heißen, dass ihr meine erste Predigt sehr gemocht habt.
It means you have given me a great challenge also now.
Ja, das heißt jetzt auch, dass ihr mir eine wirklich große Herausforderung jetzt gebt.
That I should do more than what I did last week.
Dass ich noch mehr tue,
last time. But I think it is not from me, it's from the Spirit of God. So I believe that the Spirit of God is here to speak to every one of us. And you will not go as you came. Praise the Lord. We want to read from the book of John, chapter 11. We will see from verse 21, verse 32, and verse 37, and verse 39.
Okay, also Verse 21, in chapter 1 or 11?
Chapter 11.
Chapter 11, 21, 32, 37, 39. Guck mal, haben wir doch schon.
All these verses will show us one thing.
All diese Verse werden uns eine Sache zeigen.
And that is what we want to talk about. Okay, verse 21.
I
will just say it to you.
Okay.
Yeah. Verse 21, we see it there. We see in verse 21.
Also, wir sehen in Vers 21, there it is.
Okay.
Shall I read?
Yeah.
Da sprach Martha zu Jesus: Herr, wenn du hier gewesen wärest, so wäre mein Bruder nicht gestorben.
Let's read verse 32.
Dieser, der die Augen des Blinden öffnete, nicht machen, dass auch dieser nicht gestorben wäre.
Then we read verse 39.
Jesus spricht: Nehmt den Stein weg. Die Schwester des Verstorbenen, Martha, spricht zu ihm: Herr, er riecht schon, denn er ist 4 Tage hier.
Praise the Lord. You see, in all these verses,
also ihr könnt sehen, dass in all diesen Versen,
they are telling us that by the time Jesus got there, Lazarus was already dead.
Oh, sorry, again.
By the time Jesus got to the house of Martha and Mary, Lazarus was dead.
Lazarus war da. Tot. Tot. Ja, aber trotzdem da, aber er war da.
Genau. That is good. Jesus got there and Lazarus was dead. They were expecting that Jesus will come so that he will pray for Lazarus and Lazarus will get healed.
Okay, so also die haben erwartet, dass Jesus dahin kommt und für Lazarus betet und er dadurch geheilt wird.
But by the time Jesus got there,
aber dann, wenn Jesus dahin gegangen ist,
they were no more seeing Lazarus living.
Man hat gesehen, dass Lazarus tot war.
But they were seeing a dead man.
Also
so, in these verses, there are couples of facts, or there are many facts that tells us what affects or challenge our faith.
Okay, also, there are viele Punkte halt, die uns irgendwo eben zeigen, die unsere Ängste irgendwo erwecken kann.
So, there are things in life that affects our faith. And one thing I want to look at today is sin.
Und eine Sache dadurch ist, dass wir eben Dinge sehen.
When you see something that is not good,
wenn du etwas siehst, was nicht gut ist,
it can affect your faith negatively.
Das kann deinen Glauben halt negativ beeinflussen.
But when you see something that is positive,
aber wenn du etwas siehst, was positiv ist,
it also increases your faith. So they saw dead person, and because of that, they told Jesus, Jesus, Lazarus is dead. But at the end of the day, Lazarus came back to life. Why? Jesus appeared there. I come to tell you, that Jesus is here to give you life. You know, Lazarus was completely dead. But it could be that you are not completely dead. It could be that there's part of the body that is dead. It could be that something in you, in your life, in your destiny, that is there. It could be that there's something in your business that is there. Yeah. It could be that your hope in life is there. It could be that hope for the future is there. And Jesus is here to give you another life. So I want to talk about it is never late. It is never late. Wherever Jesus is, wherever Jesus is, there is nothing like late. Because time is a language of human beings. God is the creator of time. He controls time. He can even manipulate time. He can change his time. Genau. So, he changes time. So you want to know in your Christian life what you see. Yeah, to affect your faith. They saw the dead Lazarus and they gave up. That no hope again. So Martha told Jesus, Jesus, if you were here before he died, you could have healed him. And Mary also came. She also said, Jesus, we were expecting you to come and pray for our brother. We are no more seeing Lazarus, we are seeing dead. You know, there were some people who also came to comfort them. The people said, if Jesus who healed the eyes of the blind, we know that if he came before he died, he could have prayed for him, to be healed. So Jesus went to the grave. And he told them, remove the stone. Martha said, Jesus, we know you, that you work wonders. You does miracles. You do wondrous things. But this situation, in this condition, it's already stinking. So you can forget about it. You can forget about Lazarus. Now, it could be that in your life, there is something that you have given up, that no hope again. It could be that as a parent, it's with your children. This my son or this my daughter, forget about her. Jesus is telling you, there is hope for that your child. It could be in the business, your work. And you have given up. I come to tell you, wherever Jesus is, nothing is impossible. It could be in your studies as a student. That there are some things you said, no, this one, let me forget it. I'm giving up with this program or this course. Too late. So Jesus looked at them. He said, remove the stone. And they removed the stone. He said, Lazarus, come forth. And the one that was dead, the dead person, the one that was stinking, Bible says he got up. He got up. Your destiny is getting up again. Your hope is getting up again. Lazarus got up. There is nothing impossible with God. No, what we are learning here is this. That no matter what you see, no matter what you hear, cannot cancel the power of the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, we should believe in God and we should believe His power as a Christian. Because in Him is life. So wherever He is, He can give life. And we need to believe our God. We don't need to limit Him by any circumstance. Don't look at anything and determine the power of God. So, we want to look at one point. I call it challenge of our faith through seeing. There are some things that when we see, they affect our faith negatively. And we want to look at the children of Israel. If he wants to help us, Exodus chapter 14. Verse 10 to 16. Okay. Do you want to read verse 10?
Als nun der Pharao sich näherte, erhoben die Söhne Israel ihre Augen. Und siehe, die Ägypter zogen hinter ihnen her. Da fürchteten sich die Söhne Israel sehr und schrien zum Herrn, weil es in Ägypten keine Gräber gab. Warum hast du uns das angetan, dass du uns aus Ägypten herausgeführt hast? Ist dies nicht das Wort, das wir schon in Ägypten zu dir geredet haben? Lass ab von uns. Wir wollen den Ägyptern dienen. Es wäre nämlich besser für uns, den Ägyptern zu dienen, als in der Wüste zu sterben. Mose aber antwortete dem Volk: Fürchtet euch nicht. Steht und seht die Rettung des Herrn, die er euch heute bringen wird. Denn die Ägypter, die ihr heute seht, die werdet ihr weiterhin in Ewigkeit nicht mehr sehen. Der Herr wird für euch kämpfen, ihr aber werdet still sein. Und der Herr sprach zu Mose: Was schreist du zu mir und befiehl den Söhnen Israel, dass sie aufbrechen? Du aber erhebe deinen Stab und strecke deine Hand über das Meer auf und spalte es, damit die Söhne Israel auf trockenem Land mitten in das Meer hineingehen.
Praise the Lord. You know, these are the children of Israel. A lot of wonders has already taken place in the land of Egypt. Now they came out of Egypt and they were happy. They were no more under the slavery. But as they were going, they saw Red Sea. And how would they cross over? It was not only the Red Sea. They looked back and they saw Pharaoh and the people. So now they cannot go forward. They cannot go back. What would they do? Their faith got lost. Why? They saw something that they did not prepare for. You know, in life, you should prepare for everything. You should prepare for everything. So one thing we want to learn from this is this. A defeated mind defeats the Fezaga. Yeah? A defeated mind is a defeated life. When one is defeated in mind, he's living a defeated life. Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. Praying to Moses. We told you, Moses, we wanted to serve them, to serve the Egyptians. Why have you brought us here? Let us even go back. I thought they were happy when they were coming out of Egypt. But because of the problem, you know, sometimes those who have married, in a house, a man and a woman that have married, you know how they started their marriage. It was wonderful. But along the line, when problem comes, and you begin to say all kinds of things. If I knew, I wouldn't have married you. Why? Because he or she has seen something. But in every situation, you can see something positive. Moses saw something different. Moses saw the salvation of God. You know, he saw the salvation of God for the people. But they only saw the Red Sea and the Egyptians that were coming. So it is very, very important your interpretation of problems that comes in your life. Because every problem is a seed of a miracle. There is no miracle in the Bible that was not a problem. Every miracle you see in the Bible, for you to say God is great, God is wonderful, was first a problem. So in your life, if you can find any problem, yeah. What you should expect is miracle. Praise the Lord. Meaning we should not get worried when problems comes in our life. Meaning bedeutet. Yeah. Genau. That when a problem comes into your life, you should not get worried. But then you should expect miracle. And the expectation that you are expecting miracle will make you to pray. So don't get worried because of problems. Don't get worried because of the negative things you are not expecting, but they come. Don't get worried. So the children of Israel were defeated in their mind, and because of that, they were defeated before the Red Sea. So it was not the Red Sea that defeated them. It was not the Red Sea. No problem. It was not the Egyptians that were coming that was the problem. It was how they were thinking. That was their own problem. Praise the Lord. One of the things that we learn from where we read is this. they were unable to think by the Spirit of God into the future. They could not look into the future with a positive mind or expectation. So they needed faith to keep on going. And when we become a Christian, one of the things that can take us to cross our Red Sea is faith. Is faith. Bible says, above all things, we should take faith. So when there is a problem in life, try to look beyond that problem and believe your God. You know, in life, most of the time, the things we should forget, we don't forget. But the things we should not forget, that we forget. Okay. They shouldn't have forgotten the miracles God did in the land. But they forgot all the miracles, dreams. Your faith comes down. And you see the greatness of the problem. And then you don't have faith again. You know, in the book of Numbers, chapter 13, you see 26 through to 33. 26. Yeah, true. When you go down to 33, we are not reading because of time. I just want to tell you a story. The children of Israel, before they got to the promised land, they sent 12 people to go and look at the promised land. And these people, they came back with a report. And they told Moses, everything God said about the land is true. But there are big walls around the city. And the people in that city, they are very tall people. They are giants. And when we look at them, we are like, you may say, Amazon. So we cannot go. We cannot go. Let us stay here. They were thinking about the giants of the people. If God said the land is flowing with milk and honey, and you saw it, and God said, I'll give you. And God said, I'll give you. Why don't you believe God? They were thinking on the people. They were thinking about the wall they saw. And that brought their faith down. So it is very, very important to see yourself well. Yourself. Zeus. Very well. Because your life cannot be better than the way you see yourself. your life cannot be better than your life. Your own life cannot be better than the way you see it.
Achso, dein eigenes Leben kann nicht besser sein als die Art und Weise, wie du es siehst.
Okay. The way you see your life, that's how it will be. It's like when you see that you are weak, you are not strong, you are not strong. When David went to King Saul, David went to King Saul. King Saul told David, David, you are a small boy. You cannot compare yourself to Goliath. But David was not seeing himself as Saul was seeing David. And Saul saw David differently. But David was seeing himself as stronger than
Goliath.
So, because of the way David saw himself, that made him to kill Goliath. David did not kill Goliath because he has also a big size. But he saw himself that he's greater than Goliath. Because Bible says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. He that is in me. Genau. So David saw himself greater than
Goliath.
So he saw himself as a champion. So it is not what people see you to be that matters. But the way you see yourself, that is very, very important in life. So the children of Israel, they say, oh, we are like ants. And because of that, most of them who came out of the out of Egypt could not get to the promised land. But those who believe that they can go there, Caleb and Joshua, they go there. So it is very, very important to have a right perspective about your life. And believe your God. You know, Jesus was in the ship with the disciples. And he was sleeping. And there was a storm. And the disciples were afraid. And they went to Jesus. You don't care that we are perishing? We are destroying the storm. And Jesus got up. And Bible says he rebuked the wind. He rebuked, he spoke to the
wind.
And there was a calm. And there was a calm. You know what? Jesus prepared to leave. No, to leave. He was prepared to leave.
He was prepared to leave. Also Jesus hätte eigentlich gehen können.
Not really. He did not leave. Nee. He was prepared. To leave means not to go, but to live in life. You are living life. Yeah.
So he was, also er war auf die Situation vorbereitet im Leben.
Okay. In life, you don't wait for problem to come. Then you look for solution for it.
We should be prepared.
Every time. As I said before, you should expect everything at any time. You know, we have been told in Christianity that we get born again, then we go to heaven. We get born again, we go to heaven. But you see that that is not a complete truth. We get born again, we fight. We get born again to fight.
We give up?
To fight. Kämpfen.
Ja, kämpfen what?
We get born again.
Ach so, wir sind wiedergeboren worden, genau, um zu kämpfen, ja?
When you win the fight,
und wenn du diesen Kampf gewinnst,
then you go to heaven.
Dann gehst du in Himmel. Dann kommst du zum Himmel.
So, you know, some people, they get born again, a problem comes, and they stop following God. They stop following God.
Und dann hören sie trotzdem auf, Gott zu folgen.
Yeah, they stop following. That's okay. So, we need to have in mind that we get born again. We get born again.
Wenn wir halt wiedergeboren werden, oder sind,
then we fight. And after you win the battle, then you go to heaven. And when you have that one in mind, it helps you always to prepare to face any challenge in life. So if you read the book of Revelation, Offenbarung, he says, he that overcome. He that overcome.
Also der, der überwindet,
he will go to heaven.
Geht in Himmel.
And you don't overcome without fighting.
Und ich werde es überkommen, wenn ich durch den Kampf.
Yeah. You ja. Don't overcome without fighting.
Also ich komme einfach nicht hin, wenn ich nicht kämpfe.
So you only overcome when you win the battle. And we need to prepare ourselves all the time.
Immer.
So that when the enemy attacks,
wenn uns der Feind angreift,
you can face him.
Kannst du ihn, whom, the enemy?
Yeah.
Ja, dann überwindest ihn.
So there must be a preparation all the time.
So, da muss immer irgendwie so eine Vorbereitung sein, die ganze Zeit in eurem Leben.
And we get preparation through prayer. True prayer. Prayer is our secret as Christians. You know, Bible says resist the devil. And he will flee from you. And to resist, you need to have a good weight.
Good weight. Und, um zu widerstehen, a good weight.
Yeah, Gewicht.
Muss ein gutes Gewicht haben, muss stark sein, groß sein.
You need to eat well so that you can resist.
Dass du da widerstehen kannst.
Okay, and that is done through prayer.
Und das ist, das ist es?
That is done. You get that through prayer.
Das bekommen wir halt durch das Gebet.
Okay, so we need to have weight, spiritual weight.
Ja,
and then you can overcome the enemy. Praise the Lord. So let us develop ourselves in the things of the Lord.
In the
things of the Lord.
In den Dingen des Herrn. Okay. In den Dingen des Herrn.
And maybe next time you give the person here also mic so that he can say it louder. You get it. So we need to have weight, I mean. And to have weight depends on the time we have with God through His Word and through prayer. So So, I want to say something about a woman in the Bible. Then we cross because of time. I cannot finish my message.
Okay, ich würde ganz gerne mal etwas über eine Frau in der Bibel erzählen.
You know, Martha and Lazarus, Martha and Mary saw Lazarus dead.
Martha und Lazarus haben Martha und Maria haben Lazarus tot gesehen.
And they go. But there is a woman in the Bible.
Aber das ist eine Frau in der Bibel.
Who also son died.
Wo auch der Sohn gestorben ist.
And when the son died,
als der Sohn gestorben ist,
he took the son.
He took the son.
She took
she
the son.
Den Sohn genommen, ja?
And put the son on the bed of Elisha. And she went to look for Elisha. And when she got to, he saw Elisha. Elisha asked her, is everything well? He said, everything is well. The son was there. But even in the death of the son, she said, everything is well.
She said?
Yeah, everything is well. Everything is well. Even though the son was dead. That was a problem. But she didn't see it to be a problem. She had a right interpretation of that problem. So she went to the man of God. And told him,
und sagte ihm,
the man of God came. The man of God came.
Dass Elia da gefälligst hinkommen soll, oder bitte.
And the man of God prayed for the son.
Und Elia betete dann für den Sohn.
And the son got healed.
Und der ist wieder geheilt worden.
Martha and sister said, Jesus he stings.
So, Martha und die Schwester haben gesagt,
but she saw the dead person and she saw life in that boy. The woman saw the son.
Also sie hat dann dementsprechend, also jetzt in der anderen Geschichte mit Elia, sie hat ihn gesehen, halt, dass er tot war, aber trotzdem hat sie Leben in ihm gesehen.
So she saw life in that person.
Sie hat Leben in dieser Person gesehen.
That's what I say, what you see.
Das ist so die Sache, das was du siehst,
is what you have.
Ist das was du hast.
If you see positive,
wenn du etwas positiv siehst,
in something,
in einer Sache,
you get that thing.
Dann bekommst du das auch.
But if you see negative,
aber wenn du das als negativ betrachtest,
then the negative also comes.
Dann wird auch das Negative sehen.
So whatever happens in life,
was immer in deinem Leben passiert,
let us have right perspective.
Das ist einfach die richtige Perspektive
dafür. And believe God also,
und glaub Gott,
that no matter what happens in my life,
das, was immer so in deinem Leben passiert,
I will not speak negative. If he happens to be in the hospital,
sorry,
if I happens to be in the hospital,
if I have to,
happens to be there in hospital, tells me something negative. As a believer, as a Christian,
als ein Christ, als ein Gläubiger,
I don't need to meditate on that. I don't need to meditate on it. Meditate. I'm saying and begin to think that they said everyone that has these symptoms or sickness that gets or died. Everyone
jeder,
that had this symptom
der diese Symptome hat,
dies.
Stirbt.
So I don't need to think on that.
But
I should believe
glauben,
that even though they are saying this, but God is saying something different.
Dass Gott irgendwas anderes darüber sagen wird, denken.
Because he said, I am the Lord that healed thee.
Weil unser Gott, also Gott ist unser Heiler.
And when you believe that,
und wenn du das glaubst,
you get healing.
Dann wirst du auch geheilt
werden. The last thing I want to say here is
letzte Sache, die ich jetzt noch sagen möchte,
when the child died,
als das Kind gestorben ist,
the woman was going to call Elisha. The man was in the house. Nothing concerns him.
Nothing?
Concerns him. Meaning he doesn't care for the child. She was even saying, why are you going to trouble the man of God? No, she was asking the woman, why are you going to trouble the man of God? So what we are learning here is this. That as a family, people, as a family, husband and wife, family, husband and wife, when there is a problem in the house, you help each other to solve the problem. You don't leave it for one person. If the woman acted like the man, they could have buried the child. So it is good for us to help ourselves. In the house. Or even in the church. I don't say that is for particular people. This work is for particular people. They should do that. Special people. The church. When something happens, or when there is something that ought to be done, you don't say that is for this and this. But then you say, what can I do for us to do this? You ask yourself, what can I do? Maybe you cannot go with them. You cannot go and stand there with them. You can support them with prayer. You can support them with money if there is. You can support with anything. The point I'm trying to say is this. In the family, in the church, we should help each other. You know, the problem that came to Esau and Jacob, okay, Isaac was feeling hungry. He wanted to eat. And Sarah did not cook. Rebecca did not cook for him. And I believe that he was feeling hungry all the time. So he said, Esau, the way things are going, I think it will not be long. I will die.
Okay, again. Also,
the way things are going. The way things are going in the family. Things.
The things
are going on in this family.
Die hier so in der Familie passieren.
Genau. I think it will not be long. I will die. So go and bring meat and make food for me to eat and die. The question is, Rebecca was there. Why didn't Isaac tell Rebecca cook for me to eat? Rebecca was there. You know Rebecca, that was the wife. Okay. Why didn't Isaac tell her to cook for him? Okay.
Yeah.
But he told the son,
aber er sagte dem Sohn,
that he should go and bring meat and cook for him to eat.
You mean you're talking about that Esau? Yeah, also Esau sollte dann ihm etwas zu essen und zu trinken.
Okay. Yeah. Why is it that Isaac did not tell Rebecca? Listen to what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah. If you follow well. That's why I really wanted to eat. He told Esau to go and prepare food for him. Rebecca was the wife. Why is it that? Why is it that Isaac told Esau, not Rebecca? Genau. Okay. I believe that there was somehow problem somewhere. let's say, when Esau brought the meat,
also, als Esau dann das Fleisch brachte,
at least he could have given the meat for the mom to prepare the food for Isaac. But that one too did not pass yet.
Aber das ist nicht passiert.
Okay. So, Esau cooked the food.
So Esau hat das gekocht.
But by the time Esau came,
aber wo dann Esau dann gekommen ist,
Rebecca had already prepared the food
Rebecca hat schon längst was, hatte schon auch schon was gekocht.
And given to Jacob.
Und hat das Jakob gegeben.
And Jacob sent the food to take the blessing of Esau. Listen to what I, if you follow well, it's not a problem. Forgive us, eh? We are learning together, okay? Yeah. Yeah. So, Jacob brought the food to the father.
So Jakob hat seinem Vater das Essen gebracht.
It was the mother who prepared the food for Jacob.
Die Mutter hat aber das Essen vorbereitet.
Okay.
Zubereitet.
Okay. The thing is this. Bible say Rebecca prepared the food the way Isaac loved.
So, die Bibel sagt, dass Rebecca das Essen so zubereitet hat, wie Isaac das ihm mochte.
Meaning Rebecca knew what Isaac wanted.
So, Rebecca wusste halt ganz gut, was er wollte.
But she did not do it.
Aber sie hat es nicht gemacht.
Okay. And that caused the problem in the family. So, as a wife, when you know what your husband likes, you do it for him. And as a husband, when you know what your husband, wife also likes, as a husband, when you know what your wife likes, you do for her to keep peace in the house. And this prayer. You know, one person prays is good.
Wenn eine Person betet, dann ist das gut.
But when more people comes together,
wenn viele zusammenkommen,
the anointing increases.
Die Salbung steigt, also es wird einfach viel kraftvoller wird.
Okay. So, it is very, very important that we can really develop our mind.
Dass wir unsere Denkweise weiterentwickeln.
To help our faith
unserem Glauben zu helfen,
in our walk with God.
In unserem Weg mit Gott zusammen.
Praise the Lord.
Preist den Herrn.
So we cannot finish the message because of time, and I don't want to go far.
Wir müssen jetzt beenden aufgrund der Zeit.
But one thing I want to say,
eine Sache möchte ich gerne sagen,
that don't allow what you see. Don't allow what you see to make you to disbelieve God. No matter what. And when there is a problem, believe also that it is through problem that we get miracles. And miracles are culture of God. Kultur.
Also Wunder sind also eine Art und Weise von Gott, wie er gerne.
Okay. It's normal with God to do miracles.
Das ist ganz normal, dass Gott einem auch Wunder tut und dass Wunder geschehen.
Okay. So let's believe God for every situation.
So lass uns einfach in jeder Situation an Gott glauben.
We need miracle in the church, let's believe God.
Wir brauchen Wunder bei uns hier in der Kirche.
We need miracle in the family, let's believe God. When we need miracles as individuals, let's believe God.
So, wir brauchen auch individuelle Wunder für uns persönlich.
But we don't need to tell Jesus, this one stinks.
Aber wir werden niemals sagen, dass derjenige oder dieses Problem stinkt oder wie auch immer. Ja?
There is nothing like lateness with Jesus.
Da ist niemals etwas zu spät. Also Jesus wird niemals zu spät sein.
When he's around,
wenn er in der Nähe ist,
the negative turns to positive.
Das Negative wendet sich zum Positiven.
Praise the Lord. We pray together. No problem. So I want to pray with you. If it happens that you want me to pray with you after the service also, I'm available. Amen. So let's close our eyes and pray. Loving Father, we thank and praise you this time.
Herr, wir danken dir und wir umarmen dich.
Thank you for your word.
Danke für dein Wort.
Thank you for everything.
Danke für alles.
And thank you for your people.
Und danke für die Leute.
Father, we pray, O Lord,
Herr, wir bitten und wir bitten,
that everyone that needs
dass jeder, der irgendetwas braucht,
anything,
was auch immer,
I ask, O God, you visit that individual in Jesus' name. Father, have your way in the lives of your people. And let not enemy rejoice over the lives of your people. We ask, O God, that you work in your church.
Dass du hier in deiner Gemeinde arbeitest.
You work in the lives of your people.
Dass du in dem Leben halt deiner Leute wirkst.
And glorify yourself, Lord.
Und dass du dich selber verherrlichst.
Thank you, Father.
Danke, Vater.
Thank you, Jesus.
Danke, Jesus.
Let this week and this month be a glorious month.
Lass diese Woche und diesen Monat wirklich so hervorragend, glorious sein.
Thank you, Father.
Danke, Vater.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks for listening.